individuals express that so strongly with themselves that they also express it in relation to other individuals, which can at times generate conflict for the individual looks to other individuals to be expressing in that manner also. Therefore, an individual whose core truth is kindness, it is their own guideline, but it would not be unusual for that individual to look to other individuals and expect them also to be expressing kindness and be disappointed or conflicted if they do not. An individual with the core truth of responsibility may incorporate responsibility for other individuals, but also would automatically expect other individuals to behave in responsible manners, and it would be conflicting or disappointing if they do not. This is the difficulty with core truths, is that they are an expression that is meant to be a guideline for yourself in how you behave and how it influences your own choices. But in many, many, many situations, it is translated into expectations of other individuals, which creates conflict.
Okay. Actually, Animat asked if it was kindness and freedom. I forgot to tell you.
I would express that freedom is what you may term to be an addition to that, or it is a specific avenue that she expresses in that, that when she is engaging kindness and when that is being reflected back to her, that does offer her an avenue of freedom, for it generates an ease that is important, but that is not actually the core truth itself.
Okay. Elias, she asked me to ask you if she's assigning your energy to a kind of warm sensation in upper area of the right ear, of her right ear.
Yes.
Okay. And which color and stone would be good for regeneration of the hair, of hair?
Which color?
Color.
I would express orange.
Orange. And stone?
A stone?
Yes. Please.
Perhaps Malachite.
Okay. Okay, that's all. My daughter, Christina, Celia, would like to ask you for a past life that most influenced, affected her.
And does she offer any impression?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Very well. I would express that she does incorporate a more recent past life or focus, if you will, within the time framework of World War II.
Oh,
now,
really?
In that focus, she is not necessarily an activist and not necessarily a rebel, but in that focus, she does express a genuine and significant sensitivity and compassion for many individuals that are experiencing fear and difficulties and even injuries. In that, she does interact with many of them, but how that is perhaps affecting or bleeding through into this present lifetime is that within that lifetime, although she generated considerable satisfaction in helpful to other individuals and expressing herself naturally, there was considerable frustration and a considerable expression of feeling as though she was never doing enough. And also feeling somewhat stifled or limited in how she could express herself or what resources were available to her. And I would express that at times that is a very similar expression that she experiences in this lifetime also.
In what country, Elias, and in which role, male or female?
In that time framework was a female individual in...
Kind of a nurse, no?
Express again?
A nurse, perhaps in the role of a nurse.
Not officially. Yes, she did engage many of those activities and duties, but not officially.
In England or in Germany?
Poland.
Poland. Ah, very well. Very well. Indeed. Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Some quick questions for me. I asked you once about my animal, focus animal. And I recently heard some other guy, which tone I recognized much in similar to mine, somewhat of a John or something, ask for the qualities of that focus animal. And I found it very interesting, the explanation you gave him. And I forgot to ask you the same. And also my essence animal, which is quite interesting. Please.
Now, what would your impressions be for your observation?
Okay, my chinchilla or focus animal. Perhaps is linked to watchfulness, surveillance, I don't know, perhaps somewhat around that.
I would also express giving.
Chinchilla giving?
Yes.
To its I can't recall the word to pro to its pro. No.
And what would your impression be as
to it to that to its offspring?
Nurturing.
Nurturing. Okay.
And what would your impression be in relation to the essence animal?
I do not have one. Sorry.
Ah, I would express to you, you can do this.
I never tried.
Quietly allow yourself in this moment, and what presents itself to you?
Perhaps an eagle. I may be wrong.
Ah! You are close.
Am I close?
I would express that it is a large bird, not an eagle, but it is a large bird.
Large bird. Oh. I'm reminded only of another kind of bird, which is not similar to an eagle.
A falcon.
A falcon. Ah, okay. Falcon. Very much faithful to its...
Yes, I would agree.
Thanks. Another issue that I find much interesting is that F-sharp is linked to an energy center and the tone. Which exactly, Elias?
Repeat, there is interference in your communication.
Okay. The F-sharp tone is linked to an energy center and to a color tone. Which exactly?
And your assessment?
I didn't get there yet.
Pink.
Pink? To the energy center of pink?
Yes.
Which is a new one? Okay. Okay. About my parallel focuses, which is an issue that I also find most interesting, I would like to ask you if there is any feminine one, and which one exactly, among the five?
Now, understand, are you speaking of the other
five? Yes, the other five in this time frame.
Time framework. They are not necessarily parallel.
Ah, okay. No problem.
They are merely different focuses of you in the same time framework. Now, what is your question in relation to the other five?
Okay. Which one is a feminine character?
Now, once again, express to me what comes to you. What is your impression?
I don't know. I have the impression that I may be sharing another focus in India with Kayla. Perhaps.
Yes, that is correct.
Is it one of those?
Yes.
I have the impression that she may be my mother.
You are correct.
And I am feminine or masculine? Perhaps feminine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And about the other German one, is it masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
Ah, I'm so sorry about that. Yes, indeed. Okay. It must be a hard one, I imagine.
Not necessarily.
No? Okay. Because I fear that German culture is very demanding, you know, for young men.
In some respects, but I would also express that it is somewhat progressive.
Okay. I have also the impression that my whale whale's focus may be a woman also. Is that right?
A female, yes.
Female, yes. Okay. Is any one of those experiencing demise?
Clarify.
I am asking you if any one of those five focuses I have in this time frame are experiencing disengagement from this reality, and how that would be influencing me or affecting me.
Not presently.
Okay.
Are you experiencing?
No, I think I am. I may be experiencing some I don't know how to put this, but perhaps that which you call I don't remind the word. You call it being in transition, yes. And that may be some bleed through from other focuses.
I would agree with you that you are experiencing transition, but that is with regard to this shift, and I would express that, yes, your other focuses are also. But in that, let me inquire of you, my friend. Are you feeling? Are you expressing discontentment or even anxiety that is affecting of your motivation?
I don't know exactly, Elias, because I've been through a crisis lately, and fortunately that crisis was solved through the intervention of my daughter, finally, who took the role of the interface with my clients. And I don't know what I feel exactly. Well, my actual profession is very demanding in terms of energy, okay? But apart from that, I'm not sure what is it that I'm feeling. I'm facing another moving from this flat, but somewhat of an uncertainty or anxiety, yes, perhaps. I'm not sure.
I would express to you, my friend, is for the present, it may be very helpful to you to engage in certain types of expressions to alleviate some of the pressure that you may be experiencing, and therefore also some of being slightly disconnected in a manner of speaking.
Sorry, I forgot. I didn't follow the word you said. Some
feeling of slight disconnection.
Okay.
Let me express to you, first of all, as you already know, it is very important to you not be projecting into what may be or what will be or what you must do futurely, but rather to maintain being present in each day and focusing upon what you are doing now. Tomorrow will
take care of itself. Okay.
In this also, I would express to you, allow yourself to express some time for you. I would express that one of the difficulties that you are experiencing is that you are offering yourself no time.
Yes, indeed.
Are so occupied with other individuals and other situations and stretching yourself in so many directions that it is exhausting. And what I would express to you is that it is very important that you allow yourself some time for you. Now, it is not important or necessary that you be doing in that time, for you are already doing.
Doing every hour, yes.
And therefore, it is important that you offer yourself each day some time framework in which you are not interacting with other individuals, you are not necessarily doing, and you merely allow yourself to practice relaxing. Now, I'm understanding that your initial thought process would be, that is all well and good, but I have no time to do that. What I am expressing to you is to make time.
No, you know, Elias, my intent is linked to this work I'm doing with translations and that self-actualization, which is very, very important to me.
I'm understanding, but it is also very important that you incorporate some time alone to yourself.
Then I must concile this. I must share this doing time with the practice of translating, because that gives me an excellent opportunity to balance myself. You know.
Very well.
And lately I've been thinking of meditation and prayer. How do you see prayer? How do you approach prayer?
This is an interesting subject.
Yes, you never talk about that.
That is that individuals do not ask. But what I would express to you is that prayer is, in actuality, somewhat of the same action as meditation. But in many types of meditation, there is an intention that is connected to it.
Yes,
and
precisely.
Direction that is connected to it. With prayer, it is a time framework and an action in which the individual can quiet themselves and be considerably focused in a particular direction or with a particular intention or subject. And it matters not how the individual directs prayer, meaning it matters not whether the individual is engaging prayer with the intention of connecting with God.
No, no.
Or an angel, or a saint, or any.
Sorry, may I interrupt you? Although I have been thinking in that terms also, because my essence, I don't feel I care too much about my essence message, you know, that perhaps could have another dimension of significance, and I do not care that much about that. And I think prayer also in that direction, not only, but also as well as in the direction of caring for others that are close to me, as my son, daughter, and granddaughter, etc. I think lately I've been boiling that down.
What I would express to you, my friend, is that in actuality, prayer can be an excellent avenue to engage, for it allows you to focus your energy, and it allows you to express in the manner that you genuinely want. It also allows you to open yourself to receiving, whether that be receiving an expression of your own essence, or receiving information, or receiving inspiration, which can aid you or help you in relation to other individuals and how you interact with them and how you express with them. I would express to you that the point in all of this in relation to prayer is very similar to meditation. It allows you to be more focused and more open, and in that, it also encourages you to be quiet, which is extremely beneficial. For when you can allow yourself to be quiet, it allows you to be open to other expressions, other energies, and inspiration.
Okay. One other thing I'm sensing lately, Elias, is that despite all of the problems of my doing activities, I'm sensing an involvement in the chapter of compassion for my other fellows or for the other people. I sense a new dimension on that chapter, as I could say.
I would agree.
That is magical. But that.
Very much agree. And I would express that it is very important that you appreciate that and therefore not move in the direction of allowing it to overwhelm you.
Oh, no, it doesn't. But it seems to have a reality of its own, a dimension apart, sort of, because that is a process of maturing that is building itself in a certain way that I sense is very present and very active.
I would agree.
As if this focus of mine in its activity, endless activity, is not, I would say, impeding preventing it from evolving. It's very curious.
I would somewhat disagree, for I would express that you are evolving considerably.
No, that other aspect of my essence, I'm not in. Preventing that from evolving. It's what I said.
I'm understanding, but what I would express to you, my friend, is that your perception and your observation, let us say, of yourself may change considerably if you actually implement offering yourself more quiet and alone time. This is a very important point. I'm aware that you naturally are a considerable doer.
Yes.
And you are very active. And that, A, at times complain about being very active, but it also is a very natural thing for you to engage. You are naturally a doing individual, but there is a balance. Yes. And in that, that may be what you are perceiving presently as somewhat of an obstacle or a hindrance, is that you are doing so much that you are not allowing yourself that time framework for quiet and for genuinely connecting with you in a relaxed, quiet, individual manner. And that will create a significant difference.
Okay. Elias, there are two issues that I would like to put to you very briefly. One is that I have been through a period, a rather strange period of in which I felt very, very horny. And I think that may have been an effectiveness from any essence that is in transition. Is that true?
Partially?
Has it anything to do with an openness to the sexual field also?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I said no to that, you know. It was extremely important, but I had to say no to that and yes to my responsibility for the status quo of the family and all the other, because I would not be able to handle that, you know. It would have been too much, my goodness. No, I would not be able to be with another woman in that field.
I am understanding, but that is not to say that that energy is not expressed.
Oh my goodness, I accept that. Yes, I'm opening myself much more in that field. But
yes, I would very much agree, and you can play with that.
No.
Not in that capacity. I am expressing that you can play with the feelings and your imagination, not necessarily in physical actions with other individuals, but also not denying your own expression.
Okay. One thing that I'm reminded right now is to ask you if any one of those five other focuses in this time framework is gay.
Yes.
Male or female?
Male.
Oh, I thought so. That's why I'm so committed to open all this field of special energy associated with the homosexuality. Okay. Definitely, yes. It's a hard one because I prefer more female with female, but that is understandable, perhaps. Okay. Another crisis that I've been through lately, Elias, was an experience in which I suffered a sudden... Actually, I was sleeping and I felt lack of breath and almost entered into a coma because of that. I don't know. What could be affecting on that field?
Now, first of all, express what your...
My first impression is that I suffer from insufficiency in the lungs activity, okay? Which tires me somewhat more than normal. Apart from that, perhaps someone suggested me even a focus linking or link to another focus?
No.
No. Oh.
I would express to you is that many times when you are sleeping, you are not at the last...
Sorry.
You're not actually relaxed, and many times you are continuing to be busy.
Yes.
And in that busyness, what I would express to you is that at times you are exploring and projecting, and you may not objectively remember what you are doing, but you are projecting and being considerably active in that action also, and that can generate what you may term to be a strange feeling, and it can also be expressed in that you may not feel rested, or you could even feel tired or exhausted.
I was with flu and coughing a lot.
And that can be a symptom of so much activity that your body begins to, in a manner of speaking...
Resenting.
Not necessarily that, but it does shut down some functions, and it can present those types of symptoms to encourage you to slow your movement and to relax.
It sounded like it shut off completely, somewhat.
I'm understanding. In that, let me express to you that at times when you are engaging that type of action of projecting, and you are projecting to unfamiliar areas, not necessarily in your reality, it can also trigger being uncomfortable or frightened momentarily, for it is so unfamiliar, and that can also create a reaction of the body consciousness in which it stops, and in your interpretation, it catches your breath.
Speaking of projecting, Elias, I once dreamed of projecting to Arcturus. Constellation Arcturus. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Yes. What can be associated with Arcturus for me, Elias?
That you have engaged it?
I mean, do I have any kind of focus there?
Yes. That is what I am expressing. That you do. And therefore, it is a connection.
Is it an ethereal one or a physical one?
Physical.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I once also saw in the sky, Elias, it's rather interesting, but I forgot to tell you, to ask you, a strange kind of cloud that seemed to move alone in the sky, And I felt strongly it could be an observation, surveillance from some fellow companions from another dimension. Is that true?
Yes. I would be congratulating you on your observation.
Yes, because, you know, sometime later, Arkantin also told me something that I forgot meanwhile, but that I was part of some group of visitors from another dimension that were here making some surveillance. What kind of group is that, Elias?
I would not necessarily term it to be surveillance, but merely observation. And I would agree that you have other focuses of yourself that have participated in that type of action. And in that, it is merely curiosity and observation, no different from yourselves.
Yes, I understand.
Other dimensions in curiosity to observe and to discover.
But I sense that short experience, Elias, I sensed somewhat of a feeling of belonging that I wasn't able to translate correctly, as if some familiar guys were in touch with myself at the moment. I don't know if I'm correctly.
You are.
I can't translate it.
I would express that. That is an accurate translation. And in that, what I would express to you is that the reason that you feel that belonging or you feel that connection is that partially you are sensing and feeling that connection to one of your own focuses. But beyond that, I would also express that it generates a recognition and a feeling of the very strong expression of interconnectedness that they express together.
Yes.
And in that, knowing that you are a part of it also generates that feeling with you in that recognition of connection with it and that appreciation of that experience, almost as if in those expressions, there is no separation, that they all are so interconnected that they do not distinguish one from another.
Yes. That sense of belonging or pertaining to a group consciousness or something like that was strong. And it is one of my landmarks. I do feel that I belong to a consciousness that is being betrayed in this plane somewhat. Okay, end of questions. Okay, Elias. Let me ask you also another interesting thing. I'm translating you with certain interest because I resonate very much with your intent, as you know. And one of the things that I find very, very hard is that the public I have in my blogs isn't properly or solely of the Portuguese language, but from the United States. How on earth is that happening, Elias? And why is it that Americans feel interest in my translations.
They are connecting with you, my friend. Let me express to you that you engage many focuses with most of them. And in that...
Are you referring to the people of the forum?
Not only. Beyond that, also. And I would express that there are many individuals that are allowing themselves an openness to be connecting with each other, and that draws them to you.
Okay, but language is totally different, okay?
It matters not, but the energy is what is important, and it is... in actuality, of no consequence that the language may be different, for them there is a recognition of the familiarity and the energy that creates an interest. In this, I would express to you that you genuinely are interconnected, my dear friend, and that you may be expressing different languages with other individuals, that does not diminish how connected you are to them.
Okay. Acceptable. Okay.
Does it concern you?
No, it makes me think of the reason for such oddity. Because in Portuguese, apart from the Brazil experience, I do not have much visits, you know. Perhaps because of technical problems associated with the blogs, I don't know.
I would express that with your energy. Quite literally and definitely, that you project an energy, my friend, that is more expansive and far beyond the boundaries of only your country.
Okay, thank you.
That you express that openness and that interconnectedness with individuals, regardless of where they are in physical locations and throughout your world. And in that, I would express that it's not unusual that you would present this type of imagery to yourself. It is a validation and a compliment.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Okay. Elias, I have the impression that I share a focus with you in your revolutionary focus in France.
Yes, you do, and others.
But not on, not in your in the role of your family. Perhaps more in the officers or soldiers' role or something.
Yes, comrades.
Comrade?
But I would express that we engage many focuses together. But yes, we do incorporate a focus in that time framework, in that capacity.
That is
which
a, that is a tough one.
We are not related to each other. And we are also not necessarily engaging friendship either.
In France of the revolution time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But first that we do engage many focuses together, my friend. Therefore, they are of varying capacities.
I wonder if the most triggering one in the role of a brother or sister.
Yes.
maybe anyone that I'm your sister?
Yes.
And when? Where is that?
That would be a focus in Italy.
Italy. Very moving, the culture, Italian culture.
Yes.
Because I feel a deep connection in emotion, or through emotion, with Italy.
Ah.
Yes, I remember as a child, perhaps before teenage, watching a movie in the cinema and, crying a lot over the picture of a young children. I remember still the music, but not the scenery. That was most impressive to me, as if I had some connection with that young guy.
I would express that it is similar imagery, yes.
Yes.
And that triggers memory.
Yes, it was one of the most touching first experience in the emotional field I had. Okay. Our time is almost up. And I do not have any other question.
What I would express to you, my friend, is a request that you would our son, a reminder of my presence and my encouragement, for I am present with him, and in that I am also encouraging. I'm aware of the difficulties that he is experiencing. I continue to offer my supportiveness for him. Whatever time framework is necessary until he is ready to engage a different direction.
Oh, speaking of that, Elias, did you know that he offered to work with me, which is a blessing for me?
Congratulations.
Yes, that was almost a dream since he was born and never actually came to realize. But now, from his own choice, he's offering to help me. Yes, indeed.
That lend supportiveness between you to each other.
Yes, it is. Also, my daughter is waving to ask you in what field do you think she may realize herself?
What I would express to you, my friend, is that is entirely her choice. And what I would offer to her is to pay attention to her passion and what she genuinely plays, what she is genuinely interested in that direction.
Very well.
I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friend.
Thank you so much, Elias.
I offer tremendous lovingness and affection to you, as always. And a strong reminder, be incorporating some alone, quiet time with yourself.
Okay. So much to do.
Until our next meeting, my dear friend, in wondrous encouragement to you, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Elias. Thank you.